Okay, we had a little break in the action there, but once again, we're talking about our grievance story, and I'm with Casey here, and you know, I just want to read this real quick and let Casey share a little bit more. But what is a grievance story? It says, but if we don't understand the pain of our past, we can't reclaim the blessing and destiny God has set aside for us in the future. And I hear that in Casey's story as he's relating. And to me, he is a miracle. And I'm going to let him share a little bit more before we jump on to lesson four of Pillar Four. Go ahead, Mr. Casey.
Well, one of the questions in lesson three was, I was basically fatherless growing up. But the question here that they're talking about is, take some time to listen of what God would say to you about your deep wounds and struggles. So, and I had mentioned 2 Corinthians 5:17 that I am a new creation. Behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. So when I was looking at this, I just made a list of who I am in Christ. That I am accepted in Christ. That I am loved. That I am valued. I am significant. My sins are washed away. He gives me purpose. He gives me peace. He loves me more than I can know. I am his son. I am a joint heir with Christ. I am a priest of my home. I am worthy to be loved. Where I am weak, he is strong. I am beautiful and wonderfully made. I am his beloved son. So just identifying those things of who I am in Christ has really taken me from my automatic limbic response of going to my addiction to really taking on a new response that I don't have to go to my addiction. I can go to Christ to get what I need from Him.
That's right. And that's a richness that comes in digging deep. And we're just skimming on the surface here of this wonderful Pillar Four. And the last lesson in Pillar Four is, let me get to it here, is identifying your crippledness. And as we walk through that particular lesson, you have to know your past, and you have to be able to name something to get away from it. But as I look at it, you know, we first look at the past, and then we look at, where do we need to get up off the floor in life?
Yeah.
And what's that challenge for all of us? But for you, what's that challenge to admit the damage is done and how to change, and those that is affected and how to get up off the floor? And that's a tough place to be, but it's easy to do when you're determined. And through working these pillars together and the freedom fighters, we are a band of brothers who lock arms together and encourage one another and try to walk through this thing together and know that there is a new identity for us. And there's a new territory out there, and there's a new freedom out there. And Casey, you want to share a little bit more on that side of lesson four?
Yeah. Well, walking through the last 10 years, I could say that I've had a lot of healing come. But also, there's still things that God's pinging me on. So part of the crippledness that I've had in the past, you know, I haven't been able to deal with it because I didn't really understand, you know, where it was dropped in on me. You know, I didn't know that my father had left me. Or I knew that he had left me, but I didn't know what that meant for me physiologically in my emotions. I couldn't express my emotions because I've been age 9 for, you know, 40 years. So, and that's my emotional ability has been exposed to when I was 9. So whenever a stressful situation comes up, I would revert back to a 9-year-old emotionally. That's where I was. And so, so we can't identify our crippledness until we can see our reactiveness. It's in bold letters here on this on the
that's right.
page 115.
And being able to recognize that as Casey's he's seeing it is the first step to be able to leave that position and move ahead. And grieving that past, because you gotta when you leave stuff, you gotta grieve that new area, but you change and you get to the point where you can embrace the new life and the new changes that come. But this is just a snapshot of some of the stuff that we've been blessed to come into our Freedom Fighters material and what we use. And we hope this podcast helps you with just a snippet of freedom and can help you identify some stuff you might be dealing with as we have that's sometimes below the surface of consciousness. So I thank Casey, and he's a co-facilitator at the Freedom Fighters of Joy, and we hope this has been a help to you. And we look forward to the next podcast. This is Pop Tom, and we'll see you later.
All right.
Hey, this is Pop Tom back with you again, and we're moving on to our third segment here, and it's called the Letter to My Father. It's a worksheet, a process to be able to work through the father wound. So I'm just going to read mine to you, and we'll see how it goes. To Thomas Raymond Beeman Sr. Dear Dad, I want to let you know that I have a deep wound in my heart because of your anger. The way you would explode without any warning made me hide in my closet and praying that you would not kill me. I can remember way back to when I was 5 or 6, and in my mind, you were trying to smother me to death. I see the side of your face and I can't breathe. So I started to run and have been running ever since. I guess I made a vow to myself at that time that if you can't catch me, you can't kill me. So my childhood in my mind was pure hell, and emotionally I'm stuck still at an early age. As I got older, the situation turned into you throwing my mother around and acting insane on a Saturday night after a fifth of vodka. Your threats of leaving and never coming back still haunt me to this very day. And I swore that that in the end I would never be like you, and I could not call you Dad until I received some healing a few years ago. Up until that time, you were Raymond. But then God, as God does, put together a healing stuff for me that I had no idea. During a prayer meeting, a friend of mine told a group that God had shown him a little boy hiding in the closet of a bedroom of a brick house, and that was me. And God said it's okay to come out then, and I knew he was speaking to me, so I began to come out. But at that early age, I learned to never trust anyone close to me up to that point, because like you, they could flip a switch and turn into a monster that is hell-bent on destroying me and them. You should have realized that this was going on because both of your daughters, my older sisters, were pregnant by the age of 15 and 16, and they got out of your household as soon as possible. They were looking for the father that you never were. So right now, I'm working through the pain and touching the bear in a way that I never could before, now that I'm released from shame and fear that you put on me 60 years ago. As I write this letter, I weep as I type this and know that the tears are washing away some of the sickness that you caused in my life. Children should never be subjected to the things that you put your family through. I choose today to forgive you, and in the Eskimo culture, to become a man, you have to sneak up on polar bear and touch it and hold your hand there. And so we in the podcast and Freedom Fighters, We call that touching the bear. So as I'm here right now, I'm touching the bear. And forgive you. And God knows how to heal me, and he's healing me in ways I have no idea. Praise God. So I try to charge as many times as I can into the pain to get more healthier and more healthier. A commitment to reality at all costs. I can now, after some work and healing and some digging, call you Dad. And sometimes I can even try to understand your life in World War II hell that you went through. Maybe someday we can talk as adults and love each other. To get today, because of God's grace and a woman took a chance on me when nobody else would, I'm better. Her daughter really was the one who took a chance on me. She had no dad, and I didn't know how to be one, but my wife and I married, and I began trying to figure out how to be a father and a husband. I failed at both many times because the only format, the only blueprint I had was you. And I did not want to be that. And because of the love of God through them, my wife and my stepdaughter, I am now a father of three more children and a beautiful grandson. Brave, strong, and hardy, and brave as Everett, my grandson, as his name means. My daughter has father wounds caused by her natural father for not being in her life. But we are healing those also. And today I affirm her, my stepdaughter, as being a great stepdaughter and a great wife to her husband and to their life. September 29, 2017 was to be my death day, but for some reason God gave me an extended life. So now I don't want to take it for granted. And I know one day we'll meet again, maybe in heaven, hopefully in heaven, and we can talk about things as a man to man and see the man that God's helped me to be. I honor you unconditionally, Thomas Raymond Beeman Sr. I give you unconditional gratitude this moment in time. Thank you for giving me life.